小嘛小二郎，背着那书包上水塘，不怕太阳晒，也不怕那风雨狂。第八星上马乌兰那没有水温，我无连见的娘。浪里个浪里个浪里个里浪，没有水温，我无连见的娘。小么小二郎，背上那书包上水塘。不怕太阳晒，也不怕那风雨狂。只怕心上马乌丸呐，没有水温，我无连见的娘。浪里个浪里个浪里个里浪，没有水温，我无连见的娘。
My name is Eric Costa, and this is my beautiful wife, Denise. My name in Chinese is Kang Sanglian, and my wife's name is Wan Yali. And the folks behind us represent those who went to China on our China trip. And we just learned so many things, and it's really frustrating for us right now because we have to condense so many things in such a short time. Just remember that the things we're sharing are from our hearts, and we just learned so much. We just want to share with you some of our experiences in China.
There's 14 of us that went over, and when we went to San Francisco, we joined 7 other students from America, one from New York, Pennsylvania, and many of them throughout California. So there's a total of 21 of us plus a group leader. And the organization that we went over with was Jianhua Foundation. And they send many groups of students into China. And so we had the opportunity to go to Hainan Island. And Jianhua was wonderful. They really supported us, and they were there for us. And we just had a great time.
From Hong Kong, after orientation, we went to tour the southern part of China. We visited 3 major cities, Kunming, Guilin, and Canton. And they were kind of the base for the different places we went to. We did a lot of traveling on buses and different modes of transportation. And it was very, very full. We had a real full time. We went to a lot of different places. And we saw some really incredible things. One thing that I saw that was really touched my heart was driving through the mountains. I believe we were outside of Kunming. And there was this one person kind of sitting back in a mountainside, I believe it was a little old man or woman, I couldn't really tell, but a little Chinese person with a Chinese hat and very, very weathered, just sitting back in a tropical forest kind of setting with a little bowl of, I don't know what it was, with chopsticks, and just sitting down, kind of tucked away. And it just looked so foreign, and the woman or man looked so removed from everything that seemed to be civilized. And it just seemed like that person couldn't have heard the gospel. They just seemed so removed from everything. And it just touched my heart so much that it spurred something on in me. And that was to turn to the Lord and constantly cry out to Him and say, Lord, how are these people going to be reached? Who's going to bring them the gospel? It just seems like they have no witness. And it was something that stirred me
We had some really great times together, but the conditions were hard. It wasn't always easy. The heat, sometimes we had it would be 90 degrees and 100% humidity, and that happened a lot of the time. The food was really interesting. I don't like Chinese food, and so when I went over there, I was determined to try everything. And so one time we were at this airport, and I tried what looked like beef. And after I took it, it was very gristly. I didn't want to have any more, but I found out that it was actually pig's ear, and so we learned to not ask what we were eating because you never knew what it was, and it was better just to eat it and have something in your stomach. But something that I learned that I really realized is how inadequate that we all are, and just we needed to rely on Christ, because there were days that I couldn't do it on my own. It was hot. You'd be sitting down, and you'd just be perspiring. And it's like you have Kleenexes, and you wipe your forehead, and the minute you brought down your Kleenex, it's like you start perspiring again. Every time you went to a meal, they served hot tea. We'd be out in the sun, and we'd come in for a meal, and you think you want something nice, ice cold, and you get hot tea. So the conditions were really hard sometimes, but I really trusted the Lord, and every day you had to come to Him and say, Lord, You're the only one that can help me get through this day, because I can't do it on my own. We went to Hainan Island, which is an island, southernmost part of China. It's an island right off of the mainland. And we were there for 4 weeks for a cultural exchange camp, and that was our main focus of our trip.
While we were on the island, our basic thrust of ministry was to teach English to the Chinese students, and in return they would teach us Mandarin. And we would spend most of our mornings in this cultural exchange of languages, and not only that, we would also share lectures about different aspects of our cultures. And this was the brunt of our ministry, because in the context of being involved with someone's lives, you not only exchange your personal culture, but we have I call it kind of a second culture. We belong to the kingdom of God, and the way we live, the way we behave, the way we treat people is different than a normal American or a normal anyone from any country. And in that context, we really got to be involved with people's lives and love them and get to know them and hear their heart struggles and share ours with them and be able to share the Lord Jesus with them. And in that respect, it was a great success. And so we would like three students to come and share a little bit about their involvement with their students or what God taught them on our trip. And the first one will be Debbie, followed by Doug, and then Cindy.
One of the things I learned on our trip was about selfless love. The first week we were on the island, it was really difficult for all of us, conditions and everything. And it's really easy to think about yourself the whole time and think about how miserable I am, how much I miss home and things like that. And it was really difficult to get into the mindset of, I'm here to love these people. And I remember one night, the first week we were there, our team leader called us in the room and told us that the Chinese had had a meeting and talked about their frustrations with us, because not only were we having difficulty relating to them, but they were having a lot of difficulty relating to us. And it just struck me that we were Christians and we should have so much more love for them than they could even hope to have for us. And I just went out that night and I read in Philippians 2, where it talks about having the mind of Christ, how He humbled Himself for us. And it just seemed like the circumstances were really humbling to us, but how much more should we love these people? And I just really prayed that night for a love for my roommate Betty that would be more than what I could ever imagine. And over the next 3 weeks after that, that happened, and it became such a love that it was really hard to leave her. And I had a lot of opportunities to share Christ with her, as she was one of the really open ones on the China students, and many of the other Americans got to share with her also. But the other day I got a letter from her, and I just wanted to share some of the things with you that she said about our friendship and about Jesus Christ. Dear Debbie, it is only several hours since you left, but I'm eager to write to you. When we came back, we dared not to enter our dorm because they are so empty and so silent without your voices and without your laughing. A very strange thought appears in my mind occasionally. Maybe I will become a Christian because of you all. Though now, I don't think it a very trustable thought. Dear Debbie, I feel very, very, very sad indeed. All of us, the whole building, are deep into sorrow. Before this summer camp, I can hardly believe why the people cried when they part. But now, as soon as I remember, just only yesterday we were still together, I cannot help crying. I always remember the night I told you my sad story. I was so sad at that time, and you were very sorry then. You were eager to cheer me up, indeed. You sent me your picture, your postcard of your college, and gave me the master's music to listen to. You even played the music and made me laugh. Though I am Chinese and you are an American, you can understand me so much. Debbie, my dear friend, thank you so much for your kind, your understanding, and your friendship. About Jesus Christ, I think some proverbs in the Bible are excellent. They are the guide in our lives indeed. But I cannot accept God and Jesus at once. Now I tried to read the New Testament. It's still very hard for me to understand. I cannot often write to you, but I do hope to hear from you often. I love you, Betty Rubble.
Our whole purpose there was to show the love of Christ to these people. And they thought it was to teach English, but, you know, I couldn't hardly concentrate on that. Even our English lessons that we had to teach them, they knew more than that. And so it was very hard. I was concentrating on relationship and relating to one another. It's very hard to relate sometimes to Chinese people. And I can remember the first day I met my roommate. One of the first days we went to the market to buy a pineapple. And they charge Americans an arm and a leg because they think we're rich. And I guess we are. And I sent him across the street. And you've got a picture of this guy in your mind. He's got Coke bottles for glasses, okay? And he just looks like if he was here, he'd look like a nerd, you know. And so I said, go get us a pineapple. So he was all excited, and he just took off, and he ran over somebody on his bicycle, because there's bicycles everywhere. So from then on, I called him Jerry Lewis. And so every time he'd say a speech, he'd say, "Hello, my name is Jerry Lewis." And all the Americans would crack up, and he didn't understand. He thought he's a famous comedian. And so we just had a really good time. And I said, how can I share the gospel with these people? My prayer had been, I want to be used in a big way, Christ. You know, I want to tell these people. These people had never heard of Jesus Christ. Some of them have never heard of him. I bought a cross and they said, I don't know who that is. I don't know who Jesus is. So I told them. The university came to me and asked me to, let me tell you how you share. They have to ask you. They have to ask you about Jesus. They have to ask you about the Bible. They have to ask you about your belief. They have to ask you something for you to share. You can't just go and share with them. We have many privileges here that if you're over there and you ever realize the freedom that we have, you'll probably witness more here. But I was really struggling with that, really praying through this. And the college came to me and they said, Doug, why don't you give us a lecture on the Bible? And I said, wow, you're kidding. And they said, no. So I preached the gospel in China in public for about an hour. And could not believe that. I had an interpreter to interpret to the students what they could not understand. So all of them heard the full gospel right there for about an hour. Then they asked questions. I said, are there any questions? They asked questions for an hour and a half. And it was incredible. Questions like, how do I get to heaven, Doug? What about this Jesus? I don't believe there's a God. At least I've been taught that way. But now I kind of believe there's a God. So what's the difference between God and Jesus? You know, it's amazing what was in their hearts already that God had created in them. And the fruit from all that was incredible. The next day I was teaching English to a family. And I went into his home and he said, why don't you give me a lecture on the Bible? I said, how did you know about that? He said, the foreign affairs chief told me that you could give a good lecture on the Bible. I said, well, the foreign affairs chief wasn't even there. He said, I know, but word's getting around that you give a good lecture on the Bible. And I said, what is this lecture on the Bible? He said, all that I know is that we are all criminals. And I verified that's sinners. And I explained that to him because they don't have a word for sin. And that Jesus died for us. So that had gone around through many people to get back to him so that I could tell him the gospel and him and his family the next day. God is spreading the gospel around that island, I know, right now. The fruit from that, I was flying back on the plane, and here's what Jerry Lewis has to say. Love it. I thank you very much for introducing Jesus to me. You made me feel very happy to let me know to the world of Christian. Now I believe that the God is helping us and living with me. Thank you for telling me the Bible. I am sure it is the most important thing for me now to read Bible every day and that I talk with God. Despite we live in different country, but we are believing the powerful God, we will meet again in heaven. Amen.
When we all got to China, I'm sure all of us experienced culture shock. It was pretty hard going over there. The circumstances were different. The conditions were different. And there were just so many different things. The weather was different. And one thing that we had to get used to was different facilities. No longer did we have Western toilets. We didn't get the picture, but that's okay. They have what we called squatty potties. And it's just a hole in the ground. So you get to deal with that. That was really hard at first. You get to get used to it after a while. But it's nice to be back in America. Denise told you a little bit about the food, the pig's ears. We had chicken foot soup one day, and Tim was ladling up the soup, and there was chicken foot. So, as you can see in the middle picture, this lady was cutting the eyeball out of the cow's head there, and we went through the meat market and saw all sorts of different things, and then 2 hours later we had lunch, so we kind of saw what we were going to eat next. And then this is our wonderful bed over here. For those of you that can't see, it was just a board with a bamboo mat laid over it. Actually, it was two boards. In my bed, the boards weren't even, so we learned to adjust, sleep on one side or something. The whole time that I got there, the first 2 weeks, I had a really difficult time with the circumstances and with the conditions and the heat, and my attitude was really bad, and I just couldn't understand why I was here and what I was doing, and I was just, God, take me home. I'm ready to go. But one day I was reading in my devotions, and I read Psalm 119:71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. I don't think I was quite afflicted, although sometimes it felt that way. But when I read that, I realized that God had put me here for a reason, and that if I take my eyes off the circumstances and put them back on Him and keep my eyes focused on Him, He can use me and He can teach me. And from that time on, I had just a whole different attitude about what we were doing, and I could see that God was teaching me things, and I was able to share with some people.